Thought for today, lying in the grass. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with a thought for today, lying in the grass. How many of you have ever laid down in the grass and looked up at the sun or the stars, or looked up at the moving clouds, or looked up at the birds as they were flying by, or maybe airplanes, or maybe when there were beautiful things going on in the sky, like the fireworks of the 4th of July? How many of you have just laid in the grass and looked up at the sky and looked up with gentle amazement, gentle amusement, gentle delight, and as you looked up at the stars and you looked up at the sky, you looked up at the fireworks? Did you think of your body lying on the grass? Did you think of your body lying on a pebble or a stone or a little crooked piece of ground? Did you think of your body at all? Generally, no. Generally, when you are so involved in looking at the sky, in looking at fireworks, or in looking at anything as you lie on the grass or you lie anywhere, you don't even think about what you're lying on. You are immune to it, inobvious to it. You are unaware of it. It is as though you, as a body, do not exist. This is a very special condition of our awareness to be in, to be unaware that we are doing what we are doing, to be so totally peaceful, so totally harmonious, so totally one with what we're doing, that we're unaware of our physical self. This is a beautiful experience, and if we could consciously train that as we lay on the grass and look up at the sky and see whatever we see, and as we become one with what we are viewing, and forgetting that we have a body or that we have any other demands on ourselves, this is training ourselves into the field of inner perception, training ourselves into the field of inner meditation, inner awareness. It's quite a beautiful thing to do, and quite remarkable too, because it's something that we do not think about most of the time. We do not realize that we have slipped away from that mortal coil, from that body that we've been in. We haven't died. We just slipped away from it. We slipped away from all its awareness of us and our awareness of it. And we are living on another dimension. We're living on another area of our beingness. And the area that we are living on is so fulfilling and so rewarding, so uplifting and so dramatic and so fantastic, that it's hard to believe that such a thing could truly exist. But it does. Now, when we do this, when we move into this level of awareness that is so beautiful and so fantastic, as we move into that level of awareness, are we getting all the benefit that we can from it? Well, yes, we truly are. Our body is completely oblivious. We are oblivious to our body. Our body is as though it's not even there. We are unaware of any ache or pain. We are unaware of any irritation. We are unaware of any warmth or cold. We are unaware of our body. Training ourselves to be unaware of our body is a spectacular thing to do. Training ourselves to be unaware of our body is something so remarkable and so fulfilling and so uplifting if we take the time to do it. Because when we do it, when we take this time without training, magic takes place. Now you say, you mean I got to lay on the grass to do that? Well, you can do it most anywhere. It's a matter of the concentration goes from your body to something else. You are moving your attention from your body to the sky, to the birds, to anything. When you listen and you hear some music far off, and you put your full attention on listening to that music that is far away from you, you're stepping out of your physical awareness. During that moment that you are listening so intently to something outside of yourself, most anything could be happening around you and you wouldn't even be aware of it. This is moving into that conscious awareness of our own divinity. You see, the divinity within us is something quite beautiful. And the more we are aware of the divinity within us, the more we realize how beautiful it is. Now you say, why are you telling us then to concentrate on the outer? Why are you telling us to lay on the grass and look at the stars or the birds or look at the clouds passing by and forget our body? That's the word, forget our body. When you can listen within and forget your body, which is what you do, if you can listen within and forget your body, then some rather startling things happen to you. Some rather amazing things happen to you, because what you're doing is you are becoming aware of an isness within you, a beingness that you had not consciously become aware of before. And the more often we become consciously aware of our inner self, that divine within us, and we become consciously aware of it by becoming unconscious of our humanness, of our human body, of our mortal coil that we live in here, that tells us that we are but a limited creature. The more we concentrate on being that unlimited creature, the more we are that unlimited creature. The more we concentrate on being that remarkable being that we are, the more we experience it and express it. The more we train ourselves to be unaware of our body, not necessarily to be out of our body, not necessarily to be watching the clouds, but to be unaware of our body, the more we enter into that state of consciousness of peace, of bliss, of magnificence that seems to please us very much. Now, why do I say it seems to please us very much? Because truly, if it pleased us very much, we would spend a great deal of time in that meditation, in that bliss. Now, you think the monks who are in monasteries, or the gurus and masters who are in their cave, or who are in their quiet area, their ivory tower, if you will. You think of the priests and the ministers who take time for meditation, who are quietly contemplating things, and you think to yourself, what is this that they're doing? What is this that why do they take that time? Well, they have found what you can find by lying in the grass and looking up at the clouds and becoming one with the clouds. They have found what it is to be unaware of their human body. They have found what it is to be untouched by the world around them. They have found what it is to know who and what they are, and to be who and what they are. They found what that is, and it's quite remarkable. It's quite spectacular. You and I have that opportunity to find who and what we are also, if we wish. The minister has no edge on this, the priest, the master, the guru, the monk, the hermit, all of these people who take time to go within, they have no edge on any of this stuff. All they do is listen within. They don't care whether you do or don't do. They don't care whether you want it or don't want it. They don't care about you at all. They don't care about their human self at all. They're on another dimension. They're on another level of awareness. They're on a level of bliss, on a level of peace, on a level of such magnificence. It almost has no words to describe it. But truly it does have words to describe it. And the words that describe it are being myself and having fun. Living in my inner awareness of the delightful being that I am. The delightful awareness of who and what I am and how great it is. Oh yes, how great it is. This is who we all are, how great we are. We all are the most magnificent, joyous, fantastic beings that ever walked the face of the earth. But we are this because we have taken time to let go and let the divine in us be the magic that we are. Today you can let the divine in you be the magic that you are if you wish, by laying in the grass and looking up at the sky and seeing the clouds passing by and giving them your full attention, not tensely, but with delight, looking at the clouds and looking into the clouds and seeing the shapes and the forms that they have, and pretty soon the shapes and forms miss and the color begins to come through, and then the color doesn't come through, then the isness comes through, and then you are no longer on earth or in heaven. You are in your inner realm of divinity. Have a lovely journey. I do this every day. Would you like to join me? You can too. Have a lovely day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.